Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, to another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. Woohoo! And this is your magical mama, Sharona Rapsick, and I am coming to you live from the Big Apple, New York City. And I'm so very happy that you're joining me today. This little radio show is all about creating magic and miracles in all areas of our lives by using angel guidance and that divine and loving conscious energy of the magical universe that we are each a part of. This show is brought to you by the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and that is the one and only radio network with spirit and psychic you. So please visit www.psychictalk.net to learn more about our past and upcoming radio shows, our hosts, as well as our online courses that we offer at Psychic You. This show is also brought to you by the IAAP. Now, that's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, which is the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate, celebrate, and support spiritual practitioners and entrepreneurs around the world. So please visit www.angelpractitioners.com to learn more. And finally, folks, this show is also being sponsored by the ARE of New York City, a nonprofit organization formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers, all inspired by the work of America's psychic Edgar Cayce. To learn more, go to www.EdgarCayceNYC.org. Remember, that's Edgar Cayce with the Cayce spelled C-A-Y-C-E followed by N-Y-C. Now, Magic Universe with Sharona is a live call-in radio show where we talk about such topics as angels, crystals, energy healing, tarot and oracle cards, holistic healing, the laws of attraction, and anything that has good vibrations, and much more. Magic Universe is on the air live, always on the second and fourth Sunday of each and every month. You can listen to our show on the World Wide Web at psychictalk.net live on your internet browser. You can also listen in on your phone, too, by simply calling in. Which reminds me, this is a live call-in show. And if you would like a free mini reading, an angel message, or just to ask a question or maybe add your comments to today's topic, or even just to say hi, the number to call is 714-816-4628. Once again, that's 714-816-4628. That's to listen. And that's not all that you can do. If you want to be live on the air and want us to pick up your call, you need to press the number 1 on your phone keypad, because this will flag us on the switchboard. And we do take calls in the order that they are received, so don't hang up, folks, or you'll lose your spot in the queue. Also, if you like tarot cards and all things psychic and fun, don't forget to join the Tarot Guild. It's free to join, and after you become one of our members, you can simply go to www.thetarotguild.com/chat, and that will put you, when you go into the main room, to be in our chat room. And we always have a lot of good conversations that are going on in our chat room. So, now that you have all that information, it is time to start. Woohoo! Okay, today's topic is all about angel Reiki. So, what exactly is angel Reiki? Well, Angel Reiki is a system of holistic healing where you combine Yasui Reiki with angelology, which is the science and study of working with the angels and their energies. Okay, so what exactly is Reiki? Well, Reiki is a form of energy healing where you work with energy. And the basic foundation of all energy healing is that there is a power or energy that transcends time and space, and it permeates everything. And everything that is depends on it for health, harmony, and existence. Now, this energy has been acknowledged universally since the beginning of time. And this is the one fact that both religion and science can both agree upon, which is very rare. Okay, so what is energy? Well, you can easily say everything is energy, including us. Now, this is energy is a force or spiritual essence or vibration, and it's always in motion. You see, energy flows through and it connects everyone and everything. And because it connects everyone, we as individuals are, of course, affected by its existence. Now, here's the really cool thing. Energy has many names. Some people can call it the universe. Some people call it light, because one of the ways that it expresses itself is actually through light. Some call it spirit. Some even call it God, goddess, the divine, all kinds of names for it. You see, everyone has a different name for it. And you know what? Whatever you call it is fine, because it really doesn't care what you call it. But it just wants you to acknowledge its presence. Okay, so energy is emotion, and energy must flow. And when it doesn't, imbalance or disease can set into our minds and our bodies and souls. Now, one of the things when you work with energy, they call you an energy worker. And one of the things that you intuitively learn to do is you can identify any stagnant areas, and you can clear them by asking universal energy or light to come in and clear this blockage and to allow a higher vibrational light energy to flow in. And if you're working with the human body, it will enable the innate healing ability that our bodies have to rebalance itself. Now, the name Reiki and this system of healing actually comes from Micaiah Yasui, who lived almost 100 years ago in Japan. Okay, so who exactly is Micaiah Yasui? Well, we as holistic healers and light workers or energy workers, whatever we want to call ourselves, we need to thank Micaiah Yasui for the creation of the system of Reiki energy healing. So a little bit about Micaiah Yasui. He was born almost 150 years ago in Japan. And there are many legends and myths about Grandmaster Yasui. And what is generally believed as being truth is that he went on a spiritual pilgrimage around 1922, where he fasted and meditated for 21 days on a mountaintop. And it was during this retreat that Yasui had a profound spiritual experience, during which he received enlightenment and the healing method that we all know today as Reiki. Now, when he first developed this method, it was called Yasui Reiki Kyoto, which means in Japanese the Yasui method for spiritual healing. Now, the word in Japanese means a few things. It could mean universal spiritual energy or even innate bright light. Now, here's something that's important to remember. Did Grandmaster Yasui invent Reiki? The answer there is no. He actually did not invent Reiki itself, because this universal spiritual energy that I'm talking about has always been present. And since the beginning of time, healers, shamans, medicine men and women have been working with it. But what Grandmaster Yasui did was he created a teachable system. And today, this system has expanded into a multitude of branches, in particular, Western Reiki branches. And this includes my system, which I simply call Angel Reiki. And I have been teaching the system since 2011 with the help of my angels. So a question that always comes up was, how and when did Reiki come to the U.S. and the Western world, the Western English-speaking world? Let me just take a sip of water. Okay. It is probably correct to say that all branches of Reiki can trace their lineage back to a Japanese-American woman, Hawayo Takato. And she lived in Hawaii. And she traveled to Japan in 1935 and learned Reiki from a medical doctor and former student of Mikayo Yasui, Chijiro Hayashi. And this woman, she is responsible for bringing Reiki to the United States and to the Western English-speaking world. And today, this is the beginning of all Reiki, and people refer to it as traditional Yasui Reiki energy healing. But since that time that she brought it here, there have been many branches that it has evolved into. So where exactly does Angel Reiki fit in? Well, it's one of the Western branches, and it combines Yasui Reiki, in particular, the four distinctive features of traditional Yasui Reiki, which are the five Reiki principles or laws, the Reiki symbols, the 3 degrees, and the traditional hands-on-hand placements. And there's many ways that that Yasui Reiki and Angel Reiki are alike. You see, both work on the principle that they clear energy blocks that can manifest as stress, fear, negative thinking, and illness when they occur in the mind, body, and spirit. And both Yasui Reiki and Angel Reiki, they use a safe, gentle, natural, intelligent energy that knows where to go in the body and do exactly what it needs to do to help support and awaken our body's own natural healing ability. And, you know, both are considered complementary healing therapies and are not meant to replace conventional medical care, but are used to complement it and enhance it. And both are spiritual in nature. And They clear not only stress, fear, negative thinking, and illness that occur in the body, all those different things. So angel Reiki is another branch of Yasui Reiki, but I like to say that it adds a little something extra, and that is angel light energy, and especially the colored visible light of the eight distinct archangels. Now, and together, what you do is it allows you to take what works in a given session with yourself or with a client. You can take from whatever works in that particular moment from your Yasui Reiki, and then you combine it along with the angel Reiki. So what exactly are angels? Well, remember when I said earlier that everything is energy. So therefore, the angels are energy too. In fact, some people like to say that the angels are the universe or God's thoughts in motion. So they're a very high vibrational light energy. Now, we all know that angels are known as protectors, messengers, and they are also healers. And I personally like to think that the angels are made of unconditional love and healing energy. From the expression of the ultimate source of life, which I call USE, or use, the universal source of everything. And I use the word, I like that it abbreviates to the word use, because you know what? It wants us to use it. And as light workers, we use the angelic rainbow rays of the archangels to clear and heal blockages, restore minds, bodies, and souls instantly. And one way that we do it is by working with the chakras. Okay, so what are the chakras? The word chakra is an Indian Sanskrit word that means spinning wheel of energy. And what's interesting is today, modern science is actually catching up with this ancient philosophy in seeing that the human body is actually a holistic interweaving of energy. Now, this energy is sometimes called subtle energy. And the word subtle here means faint to see or difficult to grasp from a scientific perspective. And we're finding that the human body's energy system is organized as follows: the aura, the meridians, and the chakras. Now, the aura, which, you know, we talk a lot about, is the energy field that surrounds the outside of the human body. The meridians are the pathways inside the body that transport energy to the organs and body systems. The chakras function like tiny energy generators, powering the meridians and actually creating the human body's glowing protective aura. Okay, so how does color come into play? Because that's a really important feature that is unique to angel Reiki. Well, what it is, in angel Reiki, we channel not just universal energy, we actually are able to go in and precisely channel the archangels, who each have a different color to their rainbow rays, which is one way that we identify them. And we do this by using our intuition to connect with them. And together, you are able in angel Reiki to direct energy with your hands and also with your thoughts. So you're not going to be touching the recipient's body, which is something that's perfect for today's world, right, in social distancing. And to direct these angelic rays of light and color, you don't even have to be in the same place as where you're sending them. And you don't even have to be in the same time period. So you're actually able to send this healing light to the past. So it's very, very powerful. And what you do is you work with the archangels and you ask them to help you. And then you just go with the flow. And the angels will tell you exactly what you need to do. So what are some of the other components that you can combine with angel Reiki besides working with color? Well, we also work with the colors and the high vibrations of crystals. We also work with a pendulum, which is another tool that we use. And we're also working with sound therapy. So you can work with the gong, or you could also work with a rattle, because sound is also another form of energy. A rattle is especially helpful when you want to cut unhealthy etheric cords. So some angel practitioners, like myself, I also combine angel Reiki with tarot reading when I work with in a reading. So what are the benefits of using and learning angel Reiki? Well, the practice of angel Reiki transforms you, and you will personally evolve when you hang out with the angels. And through this relationship, you too will start to vibrate at a higher frequency. I like to say that you will stretch your own spiritual wings and discover that you too are an earth angel. Now, the angels and the divine intelligence will start to communicate with you. And this is one of the things that we talk about as far as becoming psychic. And you will also start to feel a magical presence around you, where you feel safe, protected, and being watched over and guided. And you will also start to notice signs and messages and reoccurring numbers and lucky white feathers and pennies coming to you, gifts from the universe and ways that the loving universe is communicating with you. And you know what? You may start to see angels, and you'll first see their movement as flashes of colored rays, maybe out of the corners of your eyes. Now remember, angels are out there and they don't want to scare you. And what they do is always, if you want to see angels, what is always good to do is ask your angels and tell them how would they like for you to recognize them so that you can see them. Because their visual appearance will be different to each one of us. And when you work with angel Reiki, you'll notice changes in your psychic abilities. So if you're one of those people who works with tarot cards or angel cards, you will discover that your intuitive skills will start to expand. And if you are a reader and that's something that you want to do, you will notice immediately that people will want to get readings from you. And you'll notice, too, that you will become more clairvoyant. So as I was talking earlier about auras, you'll be able to see auras around others. But more importantly, you may see synchronicities of your manifestation abilities. So working with angel Reiki, don't be surprised if you become stronger as far as manifesting your heart's desire and the things that you want in your life. And you will also gain a spiritual understanding of who you are and the world around you and why you are here. And most importantly, you will have the healing tools to push away anxiety, pain, and the dark clouds that hang over you like a stormy day. And you will find joy and the purpose of your life. I know, because it's done exactly that for me. And when I take some calls, I will actually, besides doing tarot readings, I will do both angel and angel Reiki for if you call in. So now is a good time to call in. Now, people always say to me, how can I learn to do angel Reiki? I want to learn how to do this. Okay, what you can do is go to psychictalk.net/angel Reiki. Once again, that's psychictalk.net/angel Reiki. And right now, I am not offering one-on-one or group classes, but I do have a very inexpensive online course that's offered there. And once you sign up for it, it's yours to keep, and you can take your time doing the course in the comfort of your home. And when you complete the course, you get not just one certification, you also get a master certification in Yasui Reiki, as well as a master certification in Angel Reiki. And this will allow you to combine the two systems in your intuitive and holistic work. Oh, great. So we have our switchboard is lighting up. So I'm happy to see that. And what I'm going to do before I start taking your on-air phone calls on the show, what I always do is I draw a card of the day. And the card that I pulled today from my tarot deck, and I'm working with the writer, Waite Smith Tarot Deck, is the Hermit card. And that's not a surprise with what's going on right now in the world. And right away, I'm picking up that this card is telling us that there is a gift in all this that we're going through with this social distancing. And one of the things that the angels have done for me is I've actually become more clairaudient. And I always laugh at people. I hear songs sometimes when I pull cards. So right away when I pulled the Hermit card, I heard the song All by Myself. You know, that one, you know, the one that Celine Dion did, but also it was actually the first person who sang the song and it was a hit was a guy by the name of Eric Carmen. And you know the lyrics to that song, you know, All by Myself, I Want to Be and I Don't Want to Be. That's what's ringing in my head. So I always laugh when that happens. Now, the images on this card are at the very top of a snowy mountain peak, at the top of the mountain, what you see is a hermit, and he's dressed in gray robes and wearing a hood, and he's standing alone and holding up a lamp and looking down below. Now, to me, when I see this card, to me it represents the spiritual seeker. And this is not someone who is like the hermit that hides out all by himself in a cave. This hermit is going within and then bringing forth the light of his knowledge to share with others. You see, this is the card of the teacher, and it shows others the path. Someone who shows the path and is here to instruct others. So this is kind of powerful when you think about what's going on today. Maybe while we're quiet, a teacher will appear. Maybe it'll be a book, an experience, or a flash of revelation that teaches you. So whenever the hermit appears in a reading, it's all about inner knowing and listening to the voice within. And it marks a time to do self-study and solitude, as well as doing solo projects and you know, just kind of getting in tap with everything within, as well as you could say with your own intuition and the divine. The affirmation for the Hermit card is, my inner guidance leads me to enlightenment and wisdom. Okay, folks, I see that we have a number of people who have called in, and some of you have your hands up. So I am going to take, I see there's a caller who has been waiting a long time. It's area code 646. So caller at area code 646, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm Ruth Ann. I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, wow. Well, hi, Ruth Ann. I know that voice. We've talked before, and you always have something that you can contribute to our conversation. Have you been following, you know, the talk about angel Reiki? Do you do Reiki, or do you communicate with divine source?
Well, I don't do Reiki, and I have to say that this is the first time that I've ever heard anything about angel Reiki, and I found it very exciting.
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, well, I'm glad, you know, that it's something new that you can explore. What I can do today is I can do a reading for you, and if there's an area too that comes up in the cards, or an area where you'd like for me to send some angel Reiki, let's see what comes up, and I'll be able to demonstrate on the air how it works. So is there something that today that you'd like a tarot card reading on? And I'm shuffling my cards, so just let me know.
No, I don't have a particular question. I guess just to find out what today's card would be for me.
Okay. So let me shuffle. Okay. So, some interesting cards. I actually pulled three cards for you. So, the heart of the matter is, I pulled the High Priestess card. So this is the time for today to get in touch with your intuition. And, you know, bring forth, and it's interesting, the future card. So what I'm reading, this, the middle card is the present, what you do today. And the third card on the far right-hand side is what can come into the future, if you'd like, and it's an amazing card. It is the Nine of Cups, which is sometimes known as the Wish card. So your intuition and your power as the High Priestess can help you manifest this. And what I see as far on the card that's on the very far left is the Two of Pentacles. So that's about, you know, that's about balancing and, you know, juggling a lot of things, you know, but, you know, you're really good at doing that, but I think you want to at some point put down those pentacles that you're juggling and have some fun. So how is this resonating with you?
Yeah, I like the High Priestess. I understand that, and then this wish card, and that the wish card is like the Nine of Cups, right?
Yes, it's the Nine of Cups.
Yes.
So in that card, it shows getting, you know, what you, if you're being able to, you know, I call it the manifestation card. that what it's something that you can manifest, something that you want for yourself or for others.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, okay, the High Priestess card is number two, and the Two of Pentacles is also a number two. So,
right.
And what, and then we've got a card about manifestation. So it's immediately pointing out to me the second chakra, okay, which is known as the sacral chakra, which is the one which you use to manifest. And the archangel comes into that area that's going to help you strengthen that area and manifest the things that you want to bring forth. And it's more than just one thing. I just see that there's also you want things for yourself that make you happy, but you also, there's a mission, a gift that you want to bring forth to the world. And the archangel that works with the sacral chakra has a copper energy, and it's Archangel Gabriel. So what you want to do, and I'm going to do it with you, is you want to reach out, and Archangel has this orange or coppery energy. So you just want to picture in your mind, there's a big orange glowing ball in front of you. And then you want to pull it in, and you want to place it in your sacral chakra. And you just want to feel that orange light that is radiating there, so you can build that chakra and make it strong. And what I'm doing is I'm also seeing if Archangel Gabriel has a message for you. And it's interesting that Archangel Gabriel is associated with writing and speaking and teaching. So what I am automatically picking up from Archangel Gabriel, it's something, one of your gifts is in your teaching and writing and your communication skills. And also, Archangel Gabriel, she has the trumpet. It's about awakening. So she's saying by pulling in the orange light into your sacral chakra, which is actually the womb chakra, so that you, there's a gift that you are going to birth and bring forth. And she's also saying that it is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. So if there was an area where there is an area that you have not felt comfortable about as far as, you know, staking your position and your leadership role, now is the time to step forth and bring that into being, because the universe is working with you, and so is Archangel Gabriel. And just think of that orange light. And, you know, bringing it in to your second chakra. Ruthanne, is that resonating with you?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So are you seeing that orange light? You know, you might want to, if you have something that's orange, just kind of, you know, put it in a place where you can see it so that you can bring that power forth, because it's really powerful. And, you know, it has to do with your skills that the universe is saying that you are a high priestess.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that helps.
Oh, yes. Yes, it did. Thank you.
My pleasure. So what I'm going to do, Ruth Ann, is I am going to put you back in the queue so that you can listen in. And thank you. Thank you for calling back in. We did have some technical problems at the beginning of the show, so I want to thank everyone who called back in because I see we have some other hands that are raised. So I'm going to put you in the listening mode. And there are some calls that I do want to take, but you know what? Time is flying by. So I need to mention what's coming up next on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. So tomorrow, Monday, July 27th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, you're going to want to tune in to the Wisdom of the Soul show with Janice Fuchs. And then coming up on Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, that's Wednesday, July 29th. And this is interesting. It looks like right now all of our shows that we do, they're, you need to just remember 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, because they're all coming in at that same time. Now, remember, if you go into the website, you can figure out we broadcast all over the world. So if you're not on Pacific time or Eastern U.S. time, you can still tune in. You just have to go in there and see what time that will be on. And, of course, we do record our shows, and they'll be archived. So on Wednesday, July 29th, we have the Compassionate Light Show with host Catherine Hahn. And it's a healing and guidance hour. So not a show, it's an hour called the Healing and Guidance Hour. And she's doing a series on True and Authentic You. And on Friday, July 31st, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, they're going to be talking about shamanic journeying the upper world on the Doctors Are In show with hosts Ruth Wilkerson and Dax Carlisle. And then on Saturday, August 1st, can you believe it's going to be August 1st, there is a wonderful show. Also at 2 p.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Pacific, and it's called There's a Rock for That. And that's going to be with host Mary Brown. And most of the shows have an open lines, so you can call in for readings. And Mary's going to be talking about bones as well as stones. So it's about adding false fossils to your crystal collection. And just to let you know, 2 weeks from today, on Sunday, August the 9th, Magic Universe will be back again, same time, at 2 p.m. Eastern. And I'm going to have a special guest. I'm going to be having Patricia Calabrese, and she is a holistic life and business coach. Okay, we have time to take another call. So I am going to be going to area code 347. Area code 347, where are you calling from, and what is your name?
Hi, I'm calling from Lavalle. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm calling from Long Island. I'm calling from Long Island, New York, and my name is Tanika.
Okay, Tanika, so are you enjoying our show?
Yes, I think it's really beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. You have a very beautiful light surrounding you, my dear, too. It's
thank
coming
you.
Through the phone lines. So how can I help you today?
I have a love question. There's someone I care about. His name is Frank. And I wanted to know if you saw us coming together and having a future and a positive relationship together. We were seeing each other, and right now we're not, but we still contact each other. I didn't know if he was seeing other people or not, if you see that, or if you see he and I coming together, because I really have feelings for him.
Okay. So you want to you want Frank to be someone in your life.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. What I'm going to do is I'll do two things. We're going to look for, you know, see what the cards say, yes or no, as far as Frank is concerned. And also, see who else might be out there, okay? So, you know, if not Frank, maybe there's something even better out there for you. Okay, very interesting. What the reading is all about is you're looking for like a marriage, correct? A marriage where mm-hmm. you build something together. And mm-hmm. what I see is actually there we have the Knight of Pentacles. So it's usually a gentleman that is very practical, but also moves really slow and deliberate. You know, he's not like the Knight of Air, which is someone that rushes in and moves really fast. He moves really slowly, but he's very practical, and he's very careful with what he does, but, you know, it's someone who's good at making money and bringing things into being. So he's there. But what's interesting, and this doesn't happen often, remember I said another card could show up. And remember, I just pulled three cards. So two of the cards that I pulled have to do with knights. And there's another card, which is the Knight of Wands. So, you know, as well as Frank, there also is someone out there, if you look around, who also could be a good partner with you. So I see more than just Frank. And as far as, you know, I know that you're looking for a situation where it would lead to marriage and a legacy. As far as the timing on it, I see you being with Frank and possibly another gentleman. But as far as the marriage and the long-term thing coming together, that's actually going to happen in the spring. As far as the timing on it. But I do see you being with someone definitely in the fall, in the winter. I mean, you're going to be seeing people. So I wouldn't give up on Frank, but I'd open my eyes and see who else is out there. Now, as far as Reiki, what you can do, the Archangel, that is coming through really strongly and in terms of a reading for you is actually I'm getting Archangel Jophiel, and she works with the solar plexus, and also Archangel Raphael. Now Archangel Raphael works with the heart chakra. So let's start with Archangel Raphael. And I want you to reach out, and this is one of the components that we do in Angel Reiki. I want you to reach out and picture an emerald green ball of light in front of you. So can you see that? Just kind of mm-hmm. remember, whatever you know, people go, but I want you to imagine it, because, you know, where the word imagine comes from is magic. And also the magi. So anything that you imagine in your mind is real and works the same way on your body and on your reality. So reach out, grab that beautiful glowing emerald green ball, and I want you to place that into your heart and just kind of massage it around. And that's about love, and not just love for another person in the world, but also self-love. And, you know, building that self-love, because remember, you've got to love yourself the way that you want somebody else to love you. You know, that sets the blueprint. And Archangel Raphael is coming in with a message, and what he is saying is, it seems like you do have worries, and Archangel Raphael is saying that you need to give your worries over to the angels, okay, and not worry. And he's actually showing me a tool where you can write down whatever it is that you're worried about and write it on a piece of paper and put it in a little, like find a little jar or a little box and put it in there, and that's your, like, your worry jar or your box, and release it and give it up to them so that you're not worried. So that's a message that I'm getting from Archangel Raphael. Now, the other angel that's coming through is Archangel Jophiel. So I want you to look out in front of you, and I want you to picture that there is this beautiful, this you're going to really need to use your imagination, because it's a glowing golden ball of yellow light, but the edges of it are pink. And you're going to pull that in, and you're going to pull it into your solar plexus. Now, your solar plexus is, it's right where your belly button is, okay? And you're going to pull in that light. And that's all about self-confidence and, you know, just feeling really great about yourself and being and walking with beauty. Because Archangel Jophiel is all about beauty. And, you know, feeling that we're beautiful and radiating that out. And that's always a good thing to have. And the message that's coming through is she's saying that, you know, connect with, this is interesting. She says, connect with nature to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas. And she's also saying that you need to, there's some energy around you that you need to clear. So I don't know whether you're familiar with the thing called feng shui, but that's about where you let go of stuff. So it could be physical stuff, like, you know, you're cleaning up your home, but I'm getting the impression that this is getting rid of some kind of clutter that's in your head that's not working for you. Maybe it's negative thinking, something like that. So, you know, as we were saying earlier, write that down on a piece of paper and put it in that box and give it over to the angels. And you got to quit worrying about it, because worry is a prayer in reverse.
Okay.
So I hope that helps. And you're welcome. And thanks for calling in. Love you. And you have, like, you do, I mean, you also are like Archangel Jophiel. You've got, I just see all this golden and pink sparkles around you. So that's what's coming through on this side. Okay, my dear, I'm going to put you back into the queue so you can listen. And we have time to take maybe two more calls. So, okay, you're going back in the queue. Love you. And put you back. And I am going to caller area code 831. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Karen, and I'm calling
Hi,
from
Karen.
Florida. Hi.
From Florida.
Hi.
Okay, are you? You're breaking up on me a little bit, so talk close to the phone because I want to hear your voice.
Okay, that's not my area code, but that's where I'm calling from.
Okay. So, are you enjoying our show today?
I am very much, and I enjoy your voice too. It's soothing to listen to.
Thank you. Thank you. So is there something that you would like me to pull some cards on?
Yes.
Hello.
Guidance in general or with respect to my fiancé.
Okay. You can give, if you don't want to give me the name of your fiancé, just give me like the first initial.
J.
J. Okay. Okay. Right away, what's coming up is it's about your personal power. You know, we have, and it's interesting. It's so interesting, like, there are 78 cards in the deck, and very few of them actually have, you know, people like queens and kings and everything on them. But we've had two calls where it was about people, and boom, the cards are magic. We've got a king and a queen that are popping up. So what it's saying, Karen, is you do need to set some boundaries with Jay, you know, some communication. And, you know, just kind of, you know, have a heart-to-heart talk and clear some things up. So I see, actually, in the cards, we have the Queen of Swords and we have the King of Wands. And it's interesting, the two cards, they're facing each other, you know, when you lay them out. So you need to have a talk with him. And, you know, there's some communication that you need to clear up. Is this making sense as far as what the cards are showing me? I see a king and a queen talking to each other.
Yes. We're setting boundaries and having a talk. Absolutely. Yes. And with personal boundaries.
Yeah. And the card that's coming up is the Star card, which is a really beautiful card. So that's the card that says that that you know, there's hope, and you can clear this up, and you know, fix the situation. It's really a fixable situation, but the whole thing is coming up about communication, and you know, you need to clear that up because there's something that that needs to be brought to light, and you know, some healing. And once you do that, I see all clear that everything, you know, will you know, your dreams will come true, and it'll be the end of this difficult situation that you find yourself in, but it's all about, you know, balance and communication. And the archangel that's stepping forth and the chakra that I want you to work with, this is the second time that she's come forth, is Archangel Jophiel. And she's the one that we talked about earlier, coppery golden light with pink around the edges. And you need to bring that light, you know, I want you to reach out and picture that there is a golden ball of glowing golden light in front of you, but it has flashes of hot pink all around it. And you want to pull that glowing light, because that's Archangel Jophiel, and place it in your solar plexus. So that's the area that's right by your belly button. Because she's saying that you need to have the self-comp. Don't be afraid. She's saying don't be afraid to talk to Jay and to, you know, clarify the situation. It will make the relationship much stronger. And sit down with him and talk to him. So pull that, you know, pull her light in, and, you know, she will help you to believe in yourself and help you out of this difficult situation that you find yourself in. Now let me see if she comes through to me with an additional message for you to think about. We know that she is the archangel of beauty and everything. So you want to walk in her light, you know, walk in her light of beauty. And she's definitely saying, you know, get in touch with her, golden light. And she's also saying that, do you do any type of creative work?
Not especially right now, no.
Yeah, she's saying explore that, you know, to relieve stress and, you know, become stronger at, you know, just, she is showing me that you do something creative, like maybe it's the way that you dress or the way that you, you know, decorate your home. I mean, she keeps showing me all these beautiful things. But that's, you know, that's a gift that she's saying that you should definitely pursue.
Okay, this is, I feel in some ways that all of life is art. And everything we do is art. Our choice of words, how we dress, our manner, our way in the world, our way personally with ourselves. So all of this to me is art. How we prepare our food every time and present it and eat it, and what we eat it on. So everything really is in a way art. So in that regard, yes. But I have been meaning to take up some projects and have been wanting to, so this has additional meaning. Your reading has been very pointed and deeply meaningful to me, and I appreciate it so very much. It's very on point in every way, and I just appreciate it, and Archangel Raphael too. It's very touching.
Yeah, definitely look up the name Archangel Raphael. And that's spelled, usually, you know, there's different ways of spelling it. It's J-O-P-H-I-E-L.
Okay. I have read about her in the past, but I'm not that familiar with her as I am a couple of others. So I will definitely go back and read about her and remember the coppery golden light with the pink flashes and the lips.
Yeah, she wants to assist you.
I appreciate
that. She's giving a big thumbs up, saying, yes, I can help with everything.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
So welcome. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
I appreciate it tremendously. I'd like to continue listening. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put you back in the queue. So you can listen in, but we are running out of time. So I want to remind people, if I wasn't able to get to your call today, there'll be other shows this week that you can call into. And I also want to let you know that Magic Universe with Sharona, I'll be back again in 2 weeks on Sunday, August the 9th. And when you tune in, there's a really wonderful person that I want you to meet. She's a holistic life and business coach, and she has all sorts of really wonderful things that she can share with you. Her name is Patricia Calabrese. So please tune in 2 weeks on Sunday, August the 9th. So as I look at the time winding down, I want to let everyone know that this is your Magic Mama. I am Sharona Rapsick, and I want to thank each and every one of my listeners for joining me today. And the key thing that I want you to always take away with you is that what you focus on is what you attract in your life. So please focus on what is positive in your life, and you will attract even more positive situations. And that is because we live in a magic universe. So keep your energy and your vibrations high. And until we meet again in 2 weeks, I am wishing every one of you countless blessings and high vibrations. Want to know? Need to know. I love you all. So bye-bye.